Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hope you had a safe flight, Mike.
The crossword in the in-flight magazine was good this time.
One of yours?
No.
Of course, we're referring to last week's show, which was all about planes, and Mike left us with a challenge that was pretty difficult.
I said, think of an eight-letter word beginning with T that names a part of an airport. Change one letter to an O to spell the name of a foreign city. What is the part and what is the city?
Well, let us know.
Well, the part of the airport you start with is the terminal, and if you change the I to an O, you can rearrange the letters to spell Montreal.
Aha!
Well, Ian, honestly, I'm not sure why we're even bothering to do this show. I mean, the world is going to end today.
This is it?
I mean, it may even have already ended. If we must do a quiz this week, we might as well do one about apocalypses. All right, first up. In the book of Revelation, a group of four is summoned when the first four of seven seals are opened. Commonly referred to as war, famine, pestilence, and death, what is this group collectively known as?
These are the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yep, that's right. The third verse of a 1987 REM song with an apocalyptic-sounding title lists four people who each have the initials LB, including Leonard Bernstein, whose name is shouted as the music stops. What is the title of this song?
Starts with an earthquake. That's... it's the end of the world as we know it.
And I feel fine. A 2009 parody novel, in which Mr. Bennett trains his daughters to fight the zombies roaming the English countryside, incorporates the plot of which classic Jane Austen novel?
I think it's Pride and Prejudice.
Yes, the novel, the parody novel is called Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Natch.
And it was followed up by Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters.
And finally, Emma's Brain.
In a classic episode of The Twilight Zone, Burgess Meredith plays a bookworm who, after surviving a nuclear bomb explosion, has all the time to read that he wants. What is the twist at the end of this episode?
The twist is it's actually a commentary on modern human calamities. No,
it's all taking place in a snow globe.
Yeah, he breaks his glasses and must now take up a life of training Rocky Balboa instead.
Part of that is true, with the first part anyway. Yes, his glasses break. And finally, although nominated for Best Picture, Apocalypse Now lost to Kramer vs. Kramer in that category and two others, Best Adapted Screenplay and Directing, meaning who went 0-for-3 at that year's Academy Awards?
I believe that's Coppola.
Correct. Francis Ford Coppola, the director of Apocalypse Now.
I love the smell of trivia in the morning.
There you go. Well, I think if Ian didn't get all five of these right, I'd take it as a sign of the apocalypse, but he did, so I think we're still good here. Are we still on the air? Is the Earth still even here? Will you let us know? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or in your remaining minutes, you can surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's questions, some extra credit questions, or the weekly challenge, which is...
start with the phrase, the rapture. Change one letter to an M, then rearrange the result to spell two five-letter words used in a game of bridge. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel used to be associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. And Mike, I'd say we'd be back this same time next week, but who knows?
I have no idea. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Maybe see you then.